You're listening to SBS News.
Performers holding white beach balls aloft dance through Melbourne Airport as Trans-Tasman travel is reinstated. Lauren Young and her two-year-old daughter Elise among those checking in.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's been a long time, so really looking forward to it.
Travel agent Claudia Rossi-Hudson says she had a spike of inquiries for a New Zealand getaway when the bubble was first announced. She says while many travellers remain cautious, interest in travel will grow along with confidence in the travel bubble.
Our travellers have been burnt a little bit and not prepared to just rush in and be the first ones to do things. They want to see that those borders are going to remain open.
New Zealand is hoping Australian travellers will bring in over $920 million in tourism dollars this year from a travel route that pre-COVID was worth around $2.5 billion for each country's economy. Tourism and Transport Forum's Margie Osmond says the travel bubble will allow airlines to reinstate staff.
There's something like 600,000 New Zealanders living here in Australia and about 75,000 Aussies in New Zealand. Those people are all going to be flying backwards and forwards.
But the key to Australia's tourism industry recovery may be in the establishment of an Asian travel bubble. In a normal year, around 1.3 million Kiwis come to Australia, spending just over $2,000 per person. Similar numbers come from China, but they spend on average over $9,300 each, making the Chinese tourism market almost five times more profitable. Margie Osmond says she hopes more bubbles will follow.
So the question now is, where after New Zealand? This gives us a great chance to check how we manage that border process, but hopefully we'll be seeing places like Singapore, Japan, and some other Asian destinations very soon.
The good news for those planning a Trans-Tasman getaway, prices are coming down. Initially, travellers faced an inflated airline fare when the travel bubble was first announced, but Finder personal finance expert Taylor Blackburn says now that flights have resumed, prices are falling.
We're seeing fares are drastically reduced from where they were when the bubble was just about to start. And there are deals to be had.
The advice from experts is to shop around, but don't wait too long, as accommodation, particularly over the school holidays, is expected to be at a premium. Abby Dinham, SBS News.